With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Michael Crichton, the man who gave us the Andromeda Strain, is out with a new thriller that kept at least one reader I know up until 2 o'clock in the morning. It's called Sphere. In Sphere, a team of scientists descends 1,000 feet under the ocean to investigate a spaceship at least 300 years old, only to learn that the craft came from the future. Inside the craft is a giant metallic sphere, clearly not the work of man. Michael Crichton says the science in his novel is correct.
My intention is to make these things pretty accurate. I think the fun of it for me is to do it in a very detailed way.
In Sphere, an alien being attempts to control the minds of the human scientists who are attacked by all sorts of real and imaginary devils, as well as a giant squid.
What interested me in this thing, Don, was to take a book in which a very extreme situation was presented to a group of people, and then to see how this group of people responded to the extreme situation.
Michael Crichton has been the writer and director of a number of movies, including The Terminal Man and The Great Train Robbery. But if Sphere is ever made into a film, Crichton's not sure he wants to do it.
I sometimes think that there's a certain amount of energy that you have available for a subject, you know, or for a story. And by the time I've done the novel, I don't know if I really want to do the movie. It would make a good movie, and I don't think I should probably do it.
It requires a degree of special effects, but they've been done. As I recall, the Disney movie, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, had a giant squid, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So, I mean, it's they could probably dust that off.
Let's find that squid and bring it back.
That's Michael Crichton. His thriller, Sphere, was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Standing 6'9", Michael Crichton played high school basketball on Long Island before graduating from Harvard Medical School. Instead of medicine, Crichton launched a successful career as a novelist and screenwriter. Books such as The Andromeda Strain and The Terminal Man, movies like Westworld and Coma. Michael Crichton wrote his newest thriller, Sphere, on a Macintosh computer, which performs certain graphic functions that the ordinary typesetting process can't do.
Did it all on the Mac. And then what happened was that in many cases they had to duplicate it or try to duplicate it with ordinary typesetting procedures, and we had a terrible time.
As a result, some of the graphics in Sphere are Macintosh-oriented, such as the configuration of codes used by an alien being to communicate with a team of human scientists in the book.
Some of the material in Sphere is a letter substitution code, and it began to be clear, of course, that when the book is translated into different languages, all that graphic material is going to have to be reconstituted. And a lot of it was actually done with a computer program, so I've been sending the programs to foreign publishers saying, you do it. You know, this is the program. You go get a Macintosh and run it through with whatever the sentence equivalents are in Norwegian and Swedish.
Sphere deals with time travel. Michael Crichton believes those of us living today would be baffled by the scientific and technological miracles that are sure to develop.
It takes anyone from 100 years ago, or take Charles Darwin, and plunk him in front of a Macintosh, the chances are he would run screaming from the room. I mean, it cannot be anything but witchcraft. If you decide to sit down and say, okay, Chuck, let me explain to you how this works, it involves whole fields of knowledge he doesn't know anything about.
That's Michael Crichton. Knopf published his latest thriller, Sphere. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.